1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Read the bag. I don't know.
Read the bag. I can't. I have pink eye.
Caused by a sinus infection. That's your diagnosis.
I just Googled it.
Messed up
no.
your brain.
Wait a minute.
You I can just get a, Googled wait. It. You could get pink eye from a ear infection or a bacterial
that.
Sinus infection, which I do have.
Okay.
You could. You
I thought
could.
You'd only get pink eye. I thought that was like.
But it's not. I don't
that
know.
That was feces.
Well, when I was Googling, can you get pink? It said from farting in a pillow. That's how it, like, that's how Google ended the sentence. To which I said to Ben, what? What is this? Because he's younger and younger people know everything. So he said, yeah, didn't you ever hear that before? And I said, I've never heard that phrase before. Pink eye was just a thing I got in high school from using my friend's mascara.
Yeah, right. You should never
that's
share
what,
makeup.
Like,
I know that, and I'm a guy. You should never share makeup.
That's the last time I had pink eye. Yeah. I was probably using Kelly's mascara.
Really? Did she
skip
have pink
it
eye?
Out. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember. If she did, I don't think I would have used it.
Are you going to have to, now that you think you have pink eye, you've diagnosed yourself. This isn't a professional diagnosis. It's just you being a hypochondriac, which you admitted plenty of times on the air. As soon as you read something, you're sure you have it.
It holds true still.
Are you going to go home and throw away all your makeup today?
No.
Okay. So you don't believe you have pink eye, or you just think, what are the chances my makeup has pink eye in it?
All I did was snowblow, which was great. Then shovel, touch up.
Okay.
Then salt.
Okay.
And then go back out and do it like a kind of a round two and resalt. And then hang out on the couch. And then my eyeball just started going nuts last night, like around 6 o'clock. And I'm like, what is wrong with the... So I don't know what I did.
You can catch a bug or something and still do all the things you just named and still get sick later.
Yeah.
You know? But all I did was good things.
I'm just saying, I don't think I was touching door handles all day, or I wasn't using anybody's mascara. I just, you know.
You touch your face a lot?
Well, I was rubbing this eye because it was itching like crazy, and I thought something was in it, like a little thing of
You're
salt.
You're asking for it.
So
it's You're
kinda
asking
what,
for pink
what
dye.
Ben said, and I kind of didn't like it.
Yeah.
He put it nicer than you because he's generally nicer than you.
All right. How did you put it, Ben? What did you say?
I just said it might be allergies.
It might. Oh. You're asking for it.
Look at normal people. Look how when they talk, how different it is on the show. He's like, I just said it just might be allergies.
I had another question. Did your friend fart in her mascara before you put it on?
Oh, I see the double layer there.
There
no.
you go.
Right.
Okay, now who's so. Nicer, me or Ben?
It's kind of, yeah. Well, he's been around you guys for a week.
It's been, yeah.
But there's glass between us. He's in a completely separate studio.
Yeah, whatever funk they bring is just stopped by the glass.
Right.
So
he's like,
it's fine.
It's like his own hermetically sealed bag.
Right, that window we look at him through, it's like a big sneeze guard. We can't infect him.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I close the door just in case, you know.
Is he the salad bar then, or are you? Which way does the glass bend?
He is the salad bar because he's the one you're worried about infecting with the sneeze.
Okay, all right.
Because he's younger.
So he's the hard-boiled egg.
Right.
Some weird potato salad.
Probably smell like it sometimes, I get it.
The croutons Caesar.
The bin of spinach, the bacon bits, all that stuff,
That's me. I sound super appetizing, honestly.
He is nice to have around, though, when you're panicking that you have pink eye. So I'll just say that.
She's freaking out over here.
That's on your resume, Ben.
Yeah.
Nice to have around when you have pink eye.
It doesn't sound as good when
super
you say it
like nice
that.
Super nice to have around. It doesn't sound that great.
No.
What's your superpower? Well, if someone has pink eye, it's great to have me around.
I'm your guy.
He actually threatened me. With,
I did.
With
what?
Bodily injury.
I said, if I get pink eye, I'm going to kill you. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants. No.
I do
wants
this every once
eye.
In a while. Come on. I don't want to get pink eye because
crime
I do this.
Of passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. No jury in the world is going to convict you if it's just her.
Yeah.
I'm sure you understood.
They have all this like audio evidence that they're like, oh, it's fine. You can.
So you not only have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They could have that on the murder tapes. That's a show now. Have you seen that? The murder tapes?
What?
Yeah. What? No. What?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix,
that's
right?
It's going to be a show, the murder tapes.
Surveillance tapes or audio tapes?
I don't know. I saw the promos while I was watching Matt or Marty Rainey.
Who's Marty Rainey?
He's the Homestead Rescue guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he and his kids.
And there's they're going to have the explosion show. Did he just blow stuff up?
Hey.
Yeah. I've been doing that a while.
Take that, Newt Minow. Vast wasteland. My eye. My pink eye. The explosion show.
It's fine.
Kaboom.
Sit over here with my weepy
eye. Crap up.
All right, so Matt, you can put on your resume
Ben,
now.
Ben.
Matt, Ben.
It's all right.
Backup producer.
Backup producer.
Morning show psychiatrist.
That's good. Yep.
All right, there you go.
Psychologist, really. He didn't prescribe anything for my pink eye.
It's either
a medical doctor or a psychiatrist.
I help her with her pink eye or her email. Either way, something happens.
Oh, yeah. You should see. It's like grandma's home when I'm in that room with them. Now, Ben!
Like, how do I change my password? I'm like, what?
Okay, that was a good one. That started the week. Oh, and he reminds me that this week has been like the longest week of my life, and he's like, we had Monday off.
Yeah, we had MLK Day off.
It's like we had three Mondays to me this week. I can't believe that.
Yeah, another reason we have the glass so you don't hear the screaming from Carrie.
Yeah.
I had to ask him, so you know when you're typing an email and you're saying, I look forward to, and then the next thing would obviously be, to meeting you, you know? It fills in little phrases that are common, or it prompts you, as the young people say. Right, so I know how to do that on my phone where you tap it and it'll fill it in, right? But I didn't know how to do that on a desktop. So grandma had to ask him. I'm like, Ben, how do you make that?
Now, grandma, just push the right arrow.
You're gonna go into one of those homestead nursing homes, Carrie.
And I'm gonna be your nurse. It's gonna be great.
Funny hats. I can't wait.
So you learn a lot when Ben is here, even on a shorter week?
Yes.
Does she wear you out over there, Ben?
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Again, he's nice. Yeah, nice. You know,
it's really nice because like my grandmas have been dead for like a decade
away.
So
let's try passed
sorry,
away.
My apologies. They've been passed away for.
Pardon.
You can live in the real world.
Room temperature.
Such a slug to the face. How's your grandma? Dead. No, she passed away. She so passed much for away. The niceness of the young people.
All right, now you're calling me out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
See. He blows hot and cold. He's still a radio guy.
That's true.
That's on the resume, too.
7:04. Ben, thank you for the update.
Yep.
We have to get to the news, Carrie.
Before we let Ben go, a massage parlor in West Dallas been shut down as part of a prostitution investigation. Was that any of your guys? That was on 92nd Street.
Why did you have to wait until... Why me? I was like, I was just going to peacefully put down my
92nd
headphones.
92nd and what?
1442 South 92nd Street, West Dallas. Anybody?
Not that far away from me.
That's what I'm asking. Was that any of yours?
I don't know. Maybe I have a sore leg one day.
That's why I want to know.
Sore leg.
That's why I want to know what the East West Street was.
And I have pink eye.